Welcome to a Gfulness Meditation. Before we begin, make sure you're in a relaxed, comfortable position. Clear your mind of anything from the outside world. Take 3 deep breaths and settle in as your ears take in this Gful Mindfulness Meditation. Gfulness is mindfulness with a smile. If you're like me, you find thinking about random objects very relaxing. I know I do. And that's why I'm going to describe for you a series of random objects. The first item is a checkbook. Remember checks? Neither do I. It used to be a way for us to give money to other people. You had to write it out and sign your name. It was a legal document, which is really, really not fun at all. In fact, nothing legal is much fun, is it? Our next item is a nail file. Scratchy, scratchy, scratch. The item after that is a green balloon. Imagine your breath blowing up the balloon, bit by bit, it getting larger and larger and larger until you think it's going to pop, but it doesn't. Our next item is a loaf of bread. Fluffy, white bread. Not very healthful, but bready all the same, like all bread. Next, let's look at a stack of clothing. A couple of pillowcases, a blue pair of jogging shorts, a patterned shirt with roses on it, a pair of socks. The socks match. Next, a bow tie. A black bow tie. A large black bow tie. Like a black velvet butterfly fluttering across the sky. Breathe in, and the black butterfly comes closer. Breathe out, and the black butterfly floats farther and farther and farther away. Next, a playing card, the 4 of diamonds. The significance of the 4 of diamonds is not known, and it never will be. Our next item, a burgundy blouse with a black belt. The burgundy blouse has long sleeves and a frilly collar. The black belt is 2 inches wide and shiny. Our next item, a new blue sponge. Breathe in and feel the sponge getting bigger with water. Breathe out and squeeze the water out of the sponge. Our next item is a cork. A cork from a bottle of wine. The cork has just a little bit of a red stain on it, so it was red wine. Our next item is a stack of post-it notes. If you were to look at each post-it note, you'd see that it was blank. One post-it note blank another post-it note blank, another post-it note blank, another post-it note blank. Now, it's time for another object, a head of broccoli. Do you like broccoli? It doesn't matter. It's just another object. Let the object come into your consciousness and then watch it go away. The head of broccoli with a stalk below it, like a green cloud with a stalk. And as it moves away, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and then it disappears. Perhaps you didn't like broccoli after all. Our next item is a blue plate. You've heard the expression blue plate special? This plate has nothing to do with that expression. It's just a plate that's blue. Now the next object, a long and very unthreatening and not at all frightening steel needle, like for sewing, with the eye on one end of it to poke the thread through. Now the next object, it's a blanket. The blanket is folded, and you can see that there's an H in one corner and an H in the other corner. The blanket is whatever color you would like it to be. Think of a color. That's the color of your blanket. Think what color the H is. Now the other H, they're different colors. And now, the next object is a candy wrapper. It's yellow, clear cellophane, like the kind that would wrap a butterscotch drop. Have you ever seen a butterscotch drop? A butterscotch drop is the kind of candy that's wrapped in clear, yellow cellophane. And now, for our last object, a blue, puffy chair. You might have thought it was going to be some other blue puffy thing, but it was not. It was a chair. And you're seated on the chair, and now you become more and more aware of your surroundings. Open your eyes. Look around at the objects. Think about those objects. That one right there, the one to the right of it, the one to the right of that. If you're in a completely blank room, you just went 360 degrees in a moment. I hope hearing about these random objects made you feel more relaxed, and maybe next time you see a random object, you'll think of my voice talking to you about it, and you will once again feel relaxed. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.